Hi everyone, you are listening to Happy Day on Podcast. Ayan, I am so back. Before I start with our second episode for this podcast, gusto ko lang talagang i-share to. I was flooded with so much love and support from people close to my heart and from strangers actually. I realized minsan, kailangan mo lang talagang hakbangan yung pangarap mo. Kasi you are surrounded naman with people rooting for you, hindi mo lang napapansin. I love and appreciate all of you so, so much. So, for our second episode, related pa rin ito dun sa first episode natin. As I mentioned, being on podcast was a dream come true for me, diba? Kaya what we'll be talking about today is how to make your dreams come true. When I say dream, hindi lang yung dream boy mo to ha. Hindi lang din to about kay dream girl. Pwedeng ito yung passion mo, yung dream profession mo. It could be the things na gustong-gusto mong maabot sa buhay mo. So let's start. Point number one. Surround yourself with people who believe in you. Yung kahit ikaw mismo, minsan hindi mo na nakikita ng malinaw yung mga potential mo sa kanila. Malinaw na malinaw yung kaya mong gawin. And they're going to be the exact people who will keep on reminding you to go on regardless of how difficult and heartbreaking the journey is. Ang laking blessing kasi to be surrounded with people who have the same frequency as you are. Yun bang you can pour out your mind fully because you know they'll understand you and you don't fear being rejected when you're around them. Kaya ako, I carefully choose my circle. Hindi ako naniniwala dun sa huwag kang magiging mapili sa mga kaibigan mo. Kasi you become the very person you surround yourself with. Ang laking bagay na yung mga tao sa paligid mo, they bring out the best in you. Agree? Diba? Point number two. If you need people who believes in you, ako I believe we also need people who have the courage to correct us. The journey towards your dream will never be easy. Magkakamali at madadapa ka. May mga hindi magagandang decision tayo na magagawa. You have to be open to correction. I mean to constructive criticism. Parang isang buong episode pa to ah. Yung how would you define or how would you know when it's constructive or destructive criticism na. Glimpse na lang siguro. For me, you'll know when the foundation of the correction comes from love. Yun nga, keeping your feet on the ground will really lead you to great places. Point number three, self-check. What are the things that makes your heart race pag iniisip mo? Yung bigla kang ma-excite pag naisip mong kaya mong gawin yung bagay na yun. It could be writing, vlogging about your favorite food, vlogging about your skincare routine, or kahit yung simpleng you vlog to make people happy. It could also be starting your own band, auditioning for a musical, or like me, starting a podcast. As I always say, yung hindi mo lang gusto, yung hindi mo kaya. As long as you want it, as long as you're motivated about it, kayang-kaya mo yan. Now, think about it. Willing ka ba to do it kahit hindi ka bayaran? Don't get me wrong ha. Sino ba naman ang ayaw na you get paid for doing what you love? Sometimes, you just really need to check your motive. But to actually figure out what you're really passionate about is thinking about the possibility of doing something you're not gonna be paid for. Ang dalang kasi ng mga tao na nagiging profession nila yung passion nila. But you know, it's never too late for you and for me. We are never too old nor too young to start achieving our dreams. So that's our point number three. Self-check. Ano ba talaga yung gusto mo? After realizing what you really want, huwag kang hihinto doon. Don't stop becoming a dreamer and start becoming a doer. Okay, for our point number four, second to the last. Take the risk, let go of your fears. Something will remain impossible if you will keep on wondering. Hindi ito madali, I know. There are other people talaga na hindi sanay dito. They prefer being on the safe zone. Oo nga naman, sino nga naman ang willing na umalis sa comfort zone nila, diba? I was once like this. Mas gusto ko sa safe zone, yung walang possible loss. Hindi ako handa sa mga mawawala sa akin, even if it means a possibility of gaining on the other hand. I will never forget what my previous boss told me. Ang sabi niya, comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing grows there. Hindi na to nawala sa akin ever since. You know, I had the desire to always grow in what I do, even if it means going out where I am comfortable at. So going back, taking risk will always be a part of life, whether it's a risk we choose or it's a risk that life throws at us. Just put in mind that in taking risk, we are growing. So for our point number 5, don't stop. I remember one interview of Miss Toni Gonzaga. She was asked about her experience of being rejected in her auditions when she was just starting. And yung sagot niya, sobrang nagmarka sa akin na until now, dala-dala ko. She said, in this life, you will receive a lot of no's. But never give up because someday, someone will say yes to you. And I firmly believe na yung one yes na yon, it's going to change your life forever. No matter how hard and impossible you think it is to achieve, you will only fail once you stop. Kasi hindi mo alam eh, you never know if you're one step closer to your breakthrough. Kahit gaano kaliit pa yung steps na yan, ang importante, humahakbang ka. It's never a promise that it's going to be a smooth ride, but once you are convinced that it is what you really want, you'll know it's worth it. Actually, meron akong last point, which I think is the most important point dito sa episode na to. Surrender your dreams to the Lord. That's the last point. Because there's no one more than capable of fulfilling those dreams rather than the one who placed them in your heart. Ang hirap kasi minsan, di ba? Yung ang parang ang hirap maabot ng mga pangarap natin. That's why it's very important na naniniwala ka na kakampi mo si Lord. Na sa kanya nang galing yung pangarap na yan. Our view of who God is in our lives makes the big difference. Paano mo ba nakikita si Lord? Matandang mama na may mahabang balbas na may hawak na tungkod, na anytime papaluin ka kapag nagkamali ka? Or loving father, yung tatay na warm yung yakap na alam mong as long as na nandyan siya, you'll be fine. There's no much greater joy than knowing that He is with you throughout your journey of making that dream come true. Ang sarap lang kasi talaga ng may surrendered life kay Lord. Yung whatever happens, whether matupad man yung pangarap mo o hindi, merong joy sa puso mo because you know that He has greater plans for you. I think it's very important also kasi para kapag naabot mo na yung pangarap mo, you know to whom you'll give the glory. So that's it for our episode number 2. I hope na nakatulong yung points na na-mention ko. And I pray that one day, you'll be able to gather all the courage you need para akapin yung pangarap mo. I hope to hear stories na yung dream mo, dream come true na. So before I end, I would like to leave again a verse. Take delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. You see, the first part is take delight in the Lord. Laging nauuna yon, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Before you even mention your prayers to the Lord, alam na niya yon. Even yung mga prayers na hindi kayang sambitin ng labi natin, God knows them. And He has His plans, He have His own time, meron siyang sariling timetable para tuparin yung mga pangarap na yon, para ibigay yung mga bagay na yon para sa atin. We just have to put our faith in Him. We just have to take delight in the Lord and He will give us the desires of our hearts. That would be all for this episode. Thank you for staying until the very end. Sobrang maraming salamat. Keep safe and God bless. Love, happy day.